Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. A little bit of the Stones bring us back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Andrew Sherman, the author of so many books, I can't see over them. 26 now and counting, right, Andrew? Are we counting? Are we still counting?
Yes.
Okay,
keep counting.
Good. Don't ever stop, buddy. We need you. You need your wisdom out on print. So many books. Franchising and licensing, still my favorite. Raising Capital and the intellectual property book, that's the new one, right?
Harvesting Intangible Assets is still out there and doing strong, and if people are inclined, check it out. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and go to Amazon, type Andrew Sherman, and you'll see all the stuff that he's got something there, I promise you, that you can use. Andrew, one of the things you want to talk about today is what you think is good news for Detroit. Now, Detroit, the city of Detroit, has been a train wreck waiting to happen for couple of generations, really. That city benefited immensely from the automobile industry, but some of the circumstances around that industry caused the municipality and the city to become kind of dependent. And when the automobile industry went south, the city went south, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess one of our themes on this show today has been how government intervention is generally negative, and I agree with that. But I guess I thought we'd end on a positive story about where government intervention ended up having, I think, what will be a very, very happy ending for the Detroit metro area. As some listeners may know, the governor appointed an emergency city manager. That emergency city manager was my friend and Jones Day partner, Kevin Orr. Kevin,
right.
Left D.C. and went up to Detroit for 18 very challenging months, was in the public eye every day, multiple times a day, making hard decisions about what was best for the city and its residents. And that process is essentially complete. Effective May 1, Kevin has returned to the firm. He's the new head of our D.C. office, which we're very excited about. And, what he and his team were able to do was incredible. I was at a baseball game last Thursday with a small business owner and entrepreneur from Detroit, and I said, "David, tell me the truth." I said, "No holds barred. What's the attitude in Detroit right now? What's the attitude towards Kevin and what he did?" And David said to me, "As far as I'm concerned, Kevin walks on water." He said, "The energy in Detroit right now is so high."
What did he do? What did he do that gave him those kinds of accolades? How is Detroit so different today? By the way, folks, if you've forgotten, and I've reported, Andrew, I've reported on Detroit's bankruptcy on the show before with another person who represents the bondholders. Detroit went into bankruptcy, folks. So what did he do?
I think what he did, this ties back to the very beginning of our show today. He was a leader. He did what leaders are supposed to do, which is make hard decisions.
Nothing bad happens when leaders show up.
That's correct. And I think that's why the governor of Michigan chose him. His leadership is why he's now the leader of our D.C. office, the largest office in the firm. Leaders have to make hard decisions. Leaders can't, run around and tell everybody what they want to hear and then do nothing. And I think what you were saying at the beginning of our half hour together today is that's what kind of leadership we've got. We've got people who either don't get it or who just tell everybody what they want to hear instead of telling the truth.
But what we have to do in America, it seems to me, Andrew, is we've got to, as a nation, place a higher value on quality leadership and put and promote those people, even if they're not sexy, even if they're not glitzy, even if they're not charismatic, even if they don't, people who tell us the truth when we have to hear the truth, when we need to hear the truth, we need to put those people in charge of our institutions. And well, that we haven't done that in a long, long time, Andrew.
We're a democracy. We can agree or disagree with the hard decisions that they make, but we have to respect them when they make hard decisions. And you know, Kevin is a great example of someone who came in, assessed the situation, made a series of hard decisions, and the people that matter, the people that are going to be leading the rebuilding of that city, I think respect the hard decisions that he made, and I respect him for it. That's mm-hmm. what leadership is at its gut, at its core.
Yeah. Andrew, I got to wrap it up. Well said. Well done today. Come back soon. Hey, next time you come back, let's talk about IP.
You got it.
I want to do another segment with you on that. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Done deal. Good luck,
Andrew,
everybody.
Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. JonesDay.com is the website. He'll be back another day. We won't do without him. 16 years with Andrew Sherman. How about that? I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.